fast on behalf of a son who's a bechor until he's bar mitzvah. But it always has bothered me where this custom came from, and we'll see the Rishonim and Achronim are bothered as well. The earliest source that we have mefurish about this custom is Maseches Sofrim. Maseches Sofrim is treated as Gaonic literature. It's based on works of Tanaim and Amoraim, but it was not really formalized until the time of the Gaonim. Therefore, it's not treated as Bavli or Yerushalmi. It's treated as a Gaonic text in terms of its place in the halachic process. But if you take a look in source number one, Minag Rabosenu Shebemarav, important, the custom of the Jews in Israel, Lehis Anos Shloshes Yemei Tzom Mordechai VeEsther Prudos. They fast for 3 days to remember the fast of Mordechai and Esther. Ula'achar Purim Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni, and after Purim they fast Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Maybe, you know, to lose the extra weight from the Purim Suda. V'lama en mis'an in osan b'chodesh Nisan. Why don't they fast in Chodesh Nisan? Mipnei sheba'echad b'Nisan hukam ha'mishkan. Because on the first of Nisan, the Mishkan was put up with Shnemasar Nisim, Hikrivu Korbanam L'Shnemasar Yom. There were Korbanos brought for 12 days. Yom L'chol Shevet V'Shevet V'chol Echad HaYaosa B'Yom HaYom Tov. V'chein L'Asid Lavo Asid HaMikdash L'Hibanos B'Nisan. In the future, the Beis HaMikdash will be built in Nisan. L'Kayim HaShenemar Ein Kol Chadash Tachas HaShamash. L'Fikach Ein Omrim Tachanunim Kol Yimei Nisan. Therefore, we don't say Tachanun the entire Nisan. First 12 days were the days that the Nisim brought their Korbanos. Then you have a couple days, and then you have Pesach. So we just don't say, Tachanun the entire month. Ve'en mis'anin achiyav or Nisan, and we do not fast the entire month of Nisan. Ela ha-bechoros, except for the bechors, she-mis'anin be'erev ha-pesach, who fast on erev Pesach, va'atnuim b'shvil ha-matzos, kidei she-yichnesu le-pesach betava. And snuin, which sounds like certain snuin in this, it sounds like certain pious people fast on Erev Pesach so that they have a real appetite going into Pesach for the matzah.
Are they allowed to do that? I guess so. You know?
Yeah. Well,
there's a question.
Two questions. Number one, Nisan, you're not supposed to fast. Number two, the date that the Korban Pesach was brought was a Yantif, but the Tznuin would fast on Erev Pesach. But this is one of the first sources, HaBechoros Shemis Anin, just takes it for granted. This doesn't appear in any Bavli, any Medrash, but it is hinted to in a Yerushalmi.
What is the Bechoros and HaBechorim?
I don't know. I left it, Tanis Bechoros, but it should be Bechorim. There's certain, you know, I don't know.
Exceptions to the rule.
But this isn't an exception. Yeah. Some places you'll see Bechoro, some places you'll see Bechorim.
I guess in the Sechta that was Bechoro.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Animals are
the Yerushalmi discusses the Isser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, and then the Yerushalmi discusses, well, what are you supposed to eat? You can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, you can't eat chametz. Okay. So the Yerushalmi starts talking about people who actually fasted. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, lo haya ochel, lo chametz, ve'lo matzah. Lo matzah, min hadad Rabbi Levi, because Rabbi Levi, we're going to be discussing this on Shabbos Shuva, that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. We actually extend it to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and some people extend it to 30 days.
From Purim.
From Purim, right? Those are different. But Medina de Gemara, Rabbi Levi says you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Right, there's those who say that means the night before, but beyond that is only a minhag, a strong minhag, but a minhag. V'lo chametz minhag de Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira de Rabbi Talmide de Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira hava. Lo Talmide de Rabbi Yaakov ben Kutcha hava. Ella, this is a question. What do you mean? Why did he follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? He didn't follow. He should have been a Talmid of Rabbi Yaakov ben Kochi, who said you are allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. Ella began the Hava Bechor. Why did Rebbe fast on Erev Pesach? Not because he followed a shita that you're supposed to fast so that you have an appetite for the night. but because he was a Bechor. The Gemara goes on to say, Mar Rav Mana Rav Yona Abba Hava Bechor Vahava Achil. Wait a minute. This other guy was a Bechor. This other rabbi was a Bechor, and he did eat. Amar Rav Tanchuma Lo Min Hada Ala Min Hada. So that's not the reason. This is the reason Rebbe Istinus Hava. Rebbe had a, he was an Istinus. He was
it depends on the, either he was sick.
It sounds from this case, if he ate in the day, he couldn't eat at night. So translate Istinus, his system was a bit finicky. If he ate in the day, he didn't have an appetite to eat a lot at night.
Okay?
So the Gemara, its conclusion is Rebbe fasted not because he was a Bechor. So where does this leave us? It leaves us, the Rush says, at least with the notion that Bechors did fast. Right? Meaning we're arguing, the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason, it's because he was an Istinus. So the Gemara is saying, not because he was a Bechor. Right? But what you see from this Gemara is it sounds like there was at least a notion that some Bechor is fast. Maybe it wasn't universal. And if you take a look...
Does anybody give, at this point, a reason why Bechorim should fast?
No, nobody's going to give a reason for a while.
Because I would think I would think that what we're told is that because the Bechorim weren't killed.
Right. So we're going to say this.
No, I should think they should make a party.
Yes.
They should not be, they should not be fasting.
Yes.
They should party.
100%. Yeah.
Does it mean that they literally fasted all day like they fast on Tisha B'Av? Or does it mean that they just didn't eat matzah?
So in context, it sounds like they didn't eat all day.
I don't know. I think it's...
Because everybody agrees that you're not allowed to eat matzah. The question is, what about other products? So we're trying to understand, why does Rebbe not eat even other products? First suggestion is because he was a Bechor. Second suggestion is because he had some stomach problems. Yeah, he needed to be able to eat at night. Mm-hmm. The Rush, number four, Lo yochal samach lemincha, v'amrina nami birushalmi dahach pirkin, Rebbe lo acha chametz v'lo matzah, ubay lememar, and we wanted to say, mishum de Rebbe Bechor haya. Umasik de Rebbe Istinus Hava, Vihava Acha Biyamam Lahava Acha Balaila, Umikan Yesh Sa'ad, Lemashinago Bechoros Lis Anas Vere Pesach. This is at least, you know, a hint to this custom, right? Notice the Gemara never said, like Masechas Ketana said, Bechoros Misanin. But the Gemara does entertain the possibility, maybe Rebbe fasted because he was a Bechor. Says the Rush, from here you have a Sa'ad, right? You have a source, earliest source, a Yerushalmi. Remember, the Yerushalmi was redacted before the Bavli, that Bechors didn't eat on Erev Pesach. L'mayda amar Rebbe Bechor hava v'chein yesh masech ha-sofrim ha-bechoros mis'anim b'Erev Pesach. What's the reason? Comes the Torah, number 5. 13th century, Garcina Masechas Sofrim, Habachoros Misanim Be'erev Pesach, Vatam Zecher Lanes, to remember the miracle, Shenitzolo Mimachas Bechoros, because they were saved from Machas Bechoros, Vekasav Avia Ezri, Shegam Bechor La'av Yeshlo Lisanas Kamashaisa Maka Gam Bahem, says the Avia Ezri, the Ravya. So, doesn't matter whether you're Bechor Mina'em or Bechor Mina'av, right? So generally, for certain halachas, it only is the Bechor Min Ha'em. He says, for this it should be the Bechor Min Ha'av, because they were the ones saved.
Shagam, both.
Yes. Yeah. But then he says, Umihu Gadol Habayis, which we learn were also saved, the oldest in the house, it says in Mefurish, they were also killed. Ein Tzarech Lisanas Afa Bishayisa Behemamaka Lo Machmerinan Kulehai. We're not that machmer. Okay.
Partying, not fasting.
Okay. So yes. The oldest in the household.
Even though he's not a Bechor.
The oldest in the household. Let's skip the.
Not women though. Women include women. Would it? I mean, they did. Nobody hold that women
So if you,
I forgot to put in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, what?
Is that a medrash that
the Gadol Habayis was?
I've never heard of that before.
It says Ein Ba'ayis, Ein Ba'meis.
Are we talking about
there was, according to Chazal, every if a house didn't have a bechor, the oldest in the household was killed. So comes the tour, and he wants to know, should they fast as well? His answer is, we don't go that far, which is a strange answer. Okay, let's skip the Birkei Yosef for now. The first question is David's question. Before we get into some of the lambdas, David asked a good question. They were saved. Why would you fast? Because they were saved. Right? They should make a party. Right? That's how we celebrate being saved. We don't fast when we're saved. So, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes a sefer called Zichron Yehuda, number 8.
You can eat late in the day.
So the Ulam B'Sefer Zichron Yehuda,
where are you?
Number 8. Heir Deheichan Matzinu Dugma Zeh Shebetanis Osim Zecher Lanes. Halo B'Kol Makom Shano Osim Zecher Lanisim Adaraba Osim Simcha V'Yom Tov.
Okay.
V'Lachein Hu Mefarish She'Ikar Atam Shaltanis Hu Ketanis Esther.
Because that happened.
He said there's one other fast that we do which celebrates something positive. Tanis Esther, right? Shekasav haTorah Tam Lefi Shabon Nikhalu La'amar Al Nafsham VaYutzrichim Rachamim VeYesh Lomer Dahacha Gam Kain Mistama Gam BeMitzrayim KeShabam Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom Lomar Shabalel Tesvav Yamus Kol B'Chor BeMitzrayim VeAtem Lo Teitzu Ish MiPesach Beso. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu went around and he said like this: tonight there will be some kind of plague. It will wipe out all firstborns who are outside. Don't go outside. Right? So do you think the firstborns just played chess that night? Right? Went business as usual? He says they must be Bivadai Hisanu Bechore Yisrael. They probably were praying for their lives and they were fasting. Sha'yu Nitzolim Ba'avshe Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom Hivtiach V'lo Yiter HaMashchis Lavo B'chol Zeh Tzrichim Hayu L'Rachem HaShem Yisparach V'Aken Kevin Shegam Azizanu L'chem Gam Adem Esanu B'chor Yisrael Zecher L'Tanes. So this is his approach. He said
Don't go out.
First we'll ask the question. First we'll just explain why it does make sense is because it says in the Haggadah B'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liros es atzmo ke'ilu hu yatzam mimitzrayim. So this is part of picture as if you were there. Well, what did the Bechors do? They fasted. So you're asking a good question. When did they fast?
Yeah.
That night. Well, you can't fast that night. You have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to eat matzah. When did they fast in Tanis Esther? Not when we fast.
No.
Right? They fasted in Nisan. On Pesach, which we can't do. Same thing here. You do it a different day.
And here it's not a different day. It's
here you do it earlier. You do it earlier.
But why only Bechorim if it's...
They probably were fasting that night. Tesvav at night. But that's his answer. It's conjecture. But what he's saying is...
They didn't have Korban Pesach that night?
Hmm?
They didn't have Korban Pesach that night?
No. Well, but
the preparation for the Korban Pesach was Orlava Asur. When did they shach the night before? I think. When did they eat the Korban Pesach is Simcha's question. If they didn't fast that night, then they didn't fast during the day because they were told that night. Yes. And then, so we're not doing it exactly when they're doing it.
We are.
They
would have fasted the day before.
Yes.
They ate the Korban Pesach, the same as we do.
The day before they went out.
Oh, you're saying it works out perfectly because they... I hear you. Okay. So one hardship in this is the Torah says Zecher L'Nes. Right? When it comes to Tanis Esther, it doesn't say Zecher L'Nes. It says Zecher to the Tanis that they made. Here it's a little bit different. So there is a suggestion. There is a suggestion that two books, I used to bring this as an example of that you have to understand the culture of when you read something, you have to understand how they speak. So this, to me, with the whole Slifkin debate, you know, back a long time ago, you have to understand how British people write, right? When we think they're being cynical and dismissive, they're being cheerful and respectful, right? Because they're British, right? So the same thing here. There is something that I found in two different works, a suggestion attributed to either the Rebbe from Zidichev or the Rebbe from Kamarna, that there's some kind of Toh Sofer. Now we know that our texts are Toh Sofer printing error. We know that our many texts have many printing errors. So somebody suggested, to answer David's question, right? If it's Zecher Lanes that the Bechors were saved, we should be partying. So comes Rav David Cohen in a book that he has all about printing errors, and he has a fascinating 40-page introduction. He says, number 9, Davar me'anyein shamati she'etzel ha'admor ha'amarna haya oseh sudas hoda mifnei shahaya bechor v'tafas dahad de'isa b'poskim shabachoros mis'anin v'arepesach tzarech lomar mis'angim v'hu davar tamua. So this is how he says, hu davar tamua. Comes the Moedim Uzmanim, writing out of Yerushalayim Eda Charedis. Look how he challenges it. Umatzasi, number 10, B'sefer Nimukei Orachayim, Shemevi B'shem Tzadik, Echad. First of all, he puts it in quotation marks. Shetau Sofer B'Shulchan Aruch, V'tzarech Lomar HaBechoros Mis'angim, Be'er Pesach, V'chas V'shalom Lomar Davar Zed Neged Kol Rabbasein HaRishonim, V'acharonim U'minen Kol Beis Yisrael, U'birushalmi Meferishet Samim, V'tikun Zehu Hevel HaBalim. Saying the same thing. In Brooklyn, New York, you say Hudavar Tamua. In Yerushalayim, you say Hevel Havalim. Means the same thing. Somebody told me that there's a joke that a priest gets to heaven and he's told that you didn't have to be celibate, you had to celebrate that there was an R missing. Right?
I was
going to
say it.
We're on tape here. But that's a suggestion. To me, I find this much less compelling than the Zichron and Yehuda, right? To say that we're trying to do what they did and that's how we celebrate, and it's similar to Tanis Esther, okay, not super compelling. To say there's a gimel missing when you see that this is a suggestion in the Gemara that Rebbe was a Bechor. The Maseches Sofrim says Bechoros Mis'anin, that every Rishon has dealt with this, and nobody, to me, this isn't a printing error.
Mis'angim is not a common word.
And it doesn't make much sense, and that's why Rav David Cohen says Hudavar Tamua.
The word would have been Mis'amchim rather than Mis'angim.
It's cute. It's cute, but it's hard to hear that. Okay, what is really strange, and we're going to see some literature on this. Okay, there's a fast, right? The Yerushalmi talks about Rebbe possibly fasting. The Maseches Sofrim says Bechor is fast. So at this point, we're looking for a source. Why are we doing it? Zecher Lanes? Well, maybe to remember how they acted. A strange suggestion, it's supposed to be Mis'angin, which we can discount. We don't do it, right? We don't do it. I don't know how early this custom developed, but what do we do here?
Make a siyum.
We make a siyum. We make a siyum. And we're extremely mako. If we have time, you'll see. Post can basically say, ideally you should be at the siyum, and you should eat at the siyum. But you know what? If you can't make it to the siyum, at least eat something. Or you can call in and listen to the Siyum. Right? And Poskim are extremely makel on what you can learn. Generally, we would tell you want to eat meat during the 9 days, you got to finish a Seder of Mishnah, a Masechta of Talmud. Where that came from, it's hard to know. But those are pretty standard klalim. When it comes to this, Poskim are much more makel. Finish a Masechta of Mishnayos. Just do something. And you're... Why? Why are we so makel? Why do we have this fast in the first place? And why do we try to do away with it? So where does that come from? If you take a look, skip the Minchas Yitzchak for now. Number 12. Tanis Bechor Be'er Pesach. Rav Moshe Sternbach. Ha'im afshar lismoch ala minag shemitztarfim bechorim be'er Pesach l'suda siyum sh'osem acherim upotrim atzma ma'ideza milatzum. He says, is this a correct practice? Ubi'ikar davar zekayadu anachliku bo achronim. He says, you know what? It's debated. Haga'onim anodu bi'yuhuda v'achasam sofer hechmiru. There were those in the 19th century that were machmir. Shelo lahakel la'achol besudasiyum li'patar b'kach mitanis b'chorim. V'amagin avram hevi mishut marash ha'levi. Dehekel sheyachal abachor liishtatet b'sudas mila belifter atma ideze me'atanes, etc., etc.
Rabbi, we have the same comment same concept by Tanis Yartzeit. In other words, some people fast, and they say that this business of a tikkun was because, you know, what they did is
they made a siyum,
and over the years they forgot the siyum part and just the tikkun part.
Right. So that could be. That could be. But he brings this as a machlokas, and then he goes on to discuss, do you need to be at the siyum, or can you just eat a little bit and that's good enough? What I want to share with you is let's turn to the last page. I found unbelievable. Rav Sternbach says something similar, but Rav Shlomo Zalman really says it all. Number 14. He says, I typed it in quickly so there's some typos. He says, first I have 5 questions on this whole custom. Okay? Number 1. He says, the nace was at Seder night. So why are we fasting early? Okay? Why are we fasting early? And don't tell me we're fasting early because you can't fast Seder night. You shouldn't be fasting that day because it's the date of the Korban Pesach, which is a Mikzas Yantiv.
Why not say it's like Tanis Esther, we pushed it off?
So he says, if you're going to push it off, this isn't a great time to push it off because, he says, it's when you brought the Korban Pesach, which the Poskim say has a din of a Mikzas Yantiv. There were people who didn't work on Erev Pesach because of the Yantiv. Okay? Right. Right. So number Bays, he says, the Nes was for Zecharim and Nekevos. Okay? He says, women were also saved, so why don't women fast? Number 3, he says, the Nes was for the Bechor Meha'em. We saw at the beginning, the Torah says, even the Bechor Mina'av. Our Minag is basically only the Bechor Mina'av. That's what he says. Dalet, he says, and this the Torah says, why doesn't the Gadol HaBayis fast? We're not so machmir. Why not? If it comes from whoever was saved should fast, let's keep it. And he says, v'yoser mizeh sha'alti, madua mishu b'chor achshav? I love this question. It should be descendants of b'chors should fast, not a b'chor today. So I thought that you could say ki'ilu hu yatsa b'mitzrayim. But he says, l'chora kol b'chorim shayu az hema v'tzatzayim v'tzatzayim hema shetzrichin latzum ki hema yutzrichin lehareg b'lel ha-pesach. Ma ze noge l'mishu b'chor achshav mipnei shano achshav b'chor Neshani Asha Bukhar Nitzerk Latsum Ekem Mashayel Bukharim Da'az. Okay? And I would ask a 6th question. If there's a fast, why are we looking? We don't even say to somebody, you know what? If you can do it, do it. If you need to, you should eat. We will have Mirsashem 6 siyumim here. Right? It's not like we have 1 minyan with a siyum for those who need it. It's as if you're supposed to. It's better to, almost, to eat. Just make sure you go to a siyum. Where does that come from? So listen to Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's beautiful. He claims that maybe it's different than anyone is saying. Lefikach ani omer. Shegeder tzom zeh shoneh. Ukvar harachti bezeh univer kam betamtzis. I don't know where he was marich, because this is also pretty long. Hinei, ad l'cheta egel haisa ha'avoda bebechorim. Until the cheta egel, who did the avoda? Who would have shechted korbanos? Bechors. Okay? Why did they lose it? Cheta egel. So he goes on to say, skip the paragraph.
Is the Bechor was during the time of the, before the Egel?
Yeah.
Was it the Bechor of the fathers or the Bechor of the mothers?
Father.
Oh, yeah? That's the way they define
yes,
it.
And this is all going to fit in nicely. Okay. Remember his question. Why is it just the Bechor bin Av? Why is it only the male Bechors? Why is it a Bechor of today? Right? Why are we doing it at a time that's a shtickel yantif for the Korban Pesach? All of these, he claims, it has. He's arguing on a tour. The tour says it's because of the nace, right? And then this would answer the sixth question as well. Why do we look to get out of it? Which he answers. He says, you know what? This is his theory. Erev Pesach. What is happening on Erev Pesach? Korbanos, right? According to the Gemara, hundreds of thousands of korbanos are being brought. Who's shechting them? The Bechors, no.
Should be.
Bechors should be shechting them. He says a Bechor who takes things seriously should be very broken on this day. This was your shining moment, but you blew it. Somebody else is doing your job. So he claims, Bechoros misanin, because this was a depressing day. Me'ata, isn't this brilliant? Me'ata yesh lahavin es godel ha'elbon. V'hakeev, shahayu. There's embarrassment. Lebechorim be'erva Pesach. Harei ein lecha yom sheikruvu b'klal Yisrael kol kach harbe korbanos. Kemo erev Pesach, kemo shemuva b'gemar sheshachu kiflayim shishim ribo psachim. V'hinei mihaya tarich lishchot v'lasos esavoda v'alei bechorim. Halo etzem haPesach hu al shem hanesh shePesach al batei Yisrael v'itzilas haBechorim. He says it's not just a day that there's a lot of korbanos. This is a korban which corresponds to a day that bechors were saved. Bechors became holy on that day. And that's also, but nowadays they lost that kedusha. So this is a day that should be doubly special to a bechor. It's when a bechor became special, and it's also a day that the bechor should be doing the avoda. Yet what happens? Somebody else does a avoda. Ilo lemaisa lo keinu ela kohanim hem hem asha osim es haavoda ilo abechorim omdim mibachutz v'azos kav libam ad ma'od u'manor haya ha'elbon shalem lifnei kol kal Yisrael v'ner shezaya makor atanish al abechorim b'yom akravas ha'pesach. That's why they do it then. Specifically when the Korban Pesach is brought fast.
That doesn't answer why they try to get out of it.
What? So he goes, Ech ya'arev lahem la'achov v'lishtos. Amra b'chorm la'atma lo anachnu tzichim li'os hayachsanim anu hayinu tzichim la'hakir v'zakarbanas hine lakhu ezeh me'itanu v'nimsar hadavar la'acherim chozos mivnei shechatanu be'egel aval anachnu v'abasenu chatanu machma zeh pasho lo yachlu la'achov b'yom zeh ulefi zeh yotze ki atam shel tzom b'chorm b'er v'pesach v'idei lizkor eschet ha'egel es asher nilkecha avoda me'abachor mivnei zeh ulahachi en misanim ela zecharim bedafka bechor me'av kirak hemanis kachu la'avoda v'hosif rabbeinu ach lemaisa noagim abachorim lahafiga satzar v'amiriru shabalibam b'siyum meseches v'lismoach b'limud ha'torah. If they're doing this because they're upset, well, when we're upset, we're supposed to try to find a productive and spiritual way, a substitute. And what is that? Torah, Shekein, Gedola Torah, Yosem, Mina, Kahuna, the Yikar, Him, Bimdin, Mikoin, Gadol, Hanichnas, Lifnai, Vilifnim. And this would answer two things. Why the fast, and why we're looking to get out of it. Because it's not productive just to be depressed and be upset. And this isn't a fast day like a regular fast day, he's saying. This is a fast day that developed because it was a depressing day. What does that help anybody to just be depressed? You're upset? Learn Torah. Find a way to channel that or to replace it with simcha.
According to this, the Bechor should be making the siyum. I guess.
Yes, ideally.
Ideally,
so where do you see their father, though, has to fast for a child?
What?
Where do you see their father as a fast?
No idea. No idea. That wouldn't work into this theory.
Where is it brought down the first time? Where is it brought down?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know why it would work into any theory. Why? Where do you have that?
You don't have. Yeah, you don't.
You don't have that in any of the fast days. Right? No. You don't have. You know.
You
I mean,
have it by the most calm fast.
But where would you? But where? What would you do on a regular fast day? The father has to fast anyway,
yeah,
right? Yom Kippur, I have to fast anyway.
Because there's different reasons. The reason for Tanis Bechorin is because the father is, you know, is sort of like praying that his son is spared.
Let's
in other words, that's how he's nogea.
So in the other Tom, so you're saying that it's the father being fasting to commemorate to what? Meaning
commemorating that his son would have.
His son would have been fasting. I will do it on his behalf, so to speak.
Is that the same as Matzah Sosheko? That the father, the minig is that the father gives for the kid?
Similar, but I don't know where that developed either. That's just because it's tzedakah.
I'm just talking about
a different fast. If you're sick, so you have potter, but now you have a son who would have to fast. You could say, well, make it seem to pot yourself from your son's fast.
Right.
You're already pot on your own because
right.
of your sickness.
Right.
But that is your sickness shouldn't pot your chiyuv on your son, so make it seem.
Right.
Just like you do by Patan Pars. You could say have
right.
such a. So
right.
it could be no gay other fasts also.
Yeah.
It does seem strange that the fast that has the most kulas is
right.
the only place you have this chumrah.
Right. Right. It is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Was Makel that. There's no din that you have to eat a certain amount. He was makel to hear the see him over the telephone. He was very makel about this, based on his tom that it's not a real fast, and that this if this theory is correct, it explains why we look for ways of pottering it, right? But it's really hard to know. It's what's amazing is something that doesn't have clear roots, right? You never have a Bavli or Rishalmi that says Bechoras must fast, right? Even Maseches Sofrim is describing a practice. HaBechoros Shemisanin. This is something that they're doing in Israel. We don't know how it developed. We don't know why it developed. But there's so much literature about the specifics of the Siyum. And an interesting question is, can a katan make a siyum that potters his father? but we'll leave that all aside. Basically, at the end of the day, you have the Torah is the earliest one to explain it. Zecher l'neis. Zecher l'neis leaves us with a question. That's not how we usually celebrate a neis. So Tov Sofer we're going to reject because it's very, very strange. So either you have the Zecher in Yehuda, who says Zecher L'Neis like Tanis Esther. We commemorate it by trying to relive it. But that leaves us with a lot of questions that Rosh Shlomo Zalman asks. So another theory, and Rosh Sternbach actually comes up with something similar, is it's very different. It's not about Bechor's remembering that they were saved, the Neis of being saved. It's actually Bechor's remembering that night they became special, such that they should have done the Avodah, yet they lost it, and it's highlighted by the fact that this is a date with more korbanos than any other day in the Jewish calendar, yet the day that they became holy is a day that they can't express that holiness. And this, according to Shlomo Zalman, would explain why certain people fast and certain people don't. What the Torah just says, oh, we don't go that far, right? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, does say that for Sfardim, women of a firstborn woman does fast, but I looked into this for a girl in Hopkins who saw this and asked if she needed to fast. It doesn't seem to be the traditional practice. Rosh Shlomo Zalman's theory does explain a lot, and also explains why we look to get out of it and why we're so makel. You don't need the regular din of siyum to celebrate to eat meat during the 9 days, right? Here it's basically any Torah celebration will suffice, and that's what we do. And somebody just asked me, he'll be traveling, he doesn't have time to learn a whole Masechta, okay, you know, take Maseches Avos and learn it with Rabbeinu Yonah, and you're good.
But if you don't do anything,
if you don't do anything,
you do have to fast.
If you don't do anything, you have to fast. But even that, they're makelon, because what happens if you know yourself and if you fast, you're going to have trouble with the Seder.
Right.
Then it's Rabbi Wahlberg's slippery slope, right? A minhag, this isn't even a halacha, is going to possibly keep you. So I get calls every year from a couple of people who missed the Siyum and want to know if they need to fast. And it really depends on the person and how easy it is for them to fast. That is Tanis Bechoris. There's a lot of other interesting things.
Are the last two things are also from Zalman?
I'll bet you today.
Ha-kasher v'sameach.